Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balance and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Small Business Bureau is offering small business relief grants and services to registered small businesses experiencing significant economic challenges as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic in Guyana. The relief support is intended to strengthen and sustain small businesses through provision of the following: relief grants to sustain business operations and retain employees, training and development support to establish and market businesses through online platforms, diversify businesses, and forge supply partnership. Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Unique opined to Dinah that she could start a program for residents to enlighten them about conserving energy in light of the PUUP. She also warned Dinah about her relationship with Goldman. John phoned Anil and related the horrible experience of COVID victims like him. Goldman accompanied Myrtle home and she wished him and Dinah the best. Right now we join Ignatius and Shelley at breakfast.
This conversation number one, talking with autism, which continues to be a problem.
Shelley, my dear, you should go by Dinah Boston and have her teach you how to make some proper bacon saltfish.
Ignatius? All this time you eating me bacon saltfish, you had no complaints? Is what getting to you this morning?
As long as I was to tell you something.
Well, why didn't marry Dinah?
Nah, she don't take him by one, Mr. Goldman. Lucky man, if for nothing else, for the bacon saltfish.
You see, if I bother with you, Ignatius, If I didn't make nothing for your breakfast, there would have been another story.
I just joking with you, honey. Come here.
Don't touch me, man. You don't hurt my feelings.
Shelly, my darling, my sweetheart, I love you, baby.
Man, stop it.
Shelly, you see what going on with ExxonMobil and the flaring?
Nephew?
Oh, morning, uncle. I didn't realize you still home.
What going on with Exxon and the flaring?
People complaining bad, man. Somebody post something on Facebook that show how they're still flaring and so.
You mustn't take your information from anything and everywhere.
They wasn't supposed to stop this flaring by now, though.
They were supposed to bring the flare down to pilot level.
But them encountered some kind of problem the other day, where they had to flare more than the pilot level.
Nephew, you said you want to get into this oil and gas business. You must understand that everything ain't going to run perfect all the time. At some time or the other, you will encounter technical problems.
Well, even in marriages, you just encounter technical problems. So this is expected across the board.
What are you trying to say, eh? You encountering technical problems with me?
You don't criticize me bacon sawfish this morning. And for that, I am very upset.
Bacon sawfish? Does sound good.
Help yourself there, Alonzo.
Thanks.
The bake not as soft as it should be, nephew. Proceed with caution.
You see, if I bother with you, Ignatius?
You know I love you, baby.
Whatever.
Anyway, as I was saying, it was a case of emergency and they had to flare beyond the pilot levels until the problem was rectified. But the good thing is that they are not flaring all the gas anymore. It's less than 1% and that's just thunder.
You know, uncle, if you just keep listening to people's opinions about this oil and gas business, you would walk away with a lot of misinformation.
Yeah, because every minute you open the papers, it's something else somebody got to say. Like, island gas ain't been around for hundreds of years, and we don't need it for make sure something's running this world. How are we driving these cars and flying if not for island gas?
Well, various views are expected. The industry is new to Guyana, but people have to be assured that ExxonMobil ain't there operating wild. All the safety measures that are supposed to be in place are in place.
Lovely. Alonzo, when you finally get a job, you can tell me more by.
My nephew needs to get his act together.
Things will be happening soon for me, uncle. You don't worry.
You start looking for a place?
I can be out your house soon, man.
Good.
Okay, I'll excuse me. I got him from the treadmill, Lil, yeah?
Come kiss your husband. I'll leave him for the office soon.
Have a good day.
You bringing lunch for me this midday?
After you don't criticize me bacon sawfish this morning, go and buy your lunch by Boston restaurant.
You know I just pulling your legs, man.
Whatever.
Nephew, I gonna see you later.
Yeah, uncle. Have a good day.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
Hello?
One baby love.
Brian? Why are you calling me?
What kind of question is that, Divine? Me baby born yet?
My husband's child isn't here yet.
Still telling the lie, eh?
Please don't call me again.
I just want you to know I'm coming out the bush soon. And I'm coming straight there to see you and my youth when I touch down.
If you show up here, Brian, I swear I can call the police.
What the police gonna do when all I want to do is see me child and me baby mother?
Don't call me again.
Fine.
You can't stop though. It's at least 18 years me and you tie up.
What's wrong?
Brian, can you please just...
Go on the phone. Let me get it. Hello.
One boy.
Why are you calling my wife?
You wife? There's me baby mother.
I warned you already, you know.
Buddy. I can't wait for see the look on your face when the DNA test prove and that child is me own.
You continue playing with my family. Trust me, boy. You gonna disappear and nobody gonna find you, buddy.
Is that a threat?
I promise. Keep messing around and harassing me wife.
You said it before and I still in the land of the living.
I'll get it.
Just got to ask, Bono. Nobody ain't frightening you, you know. You see, when I touch them from the bush star, I come in straight there.
Come when you ready. I entitled to shoot anybody who enter my yard without permission.
Continue with the threats off, man.
Ryan?
I can see you soon, weak heart.
What's going on, son?
What are you doing here, Dad?
I can't come and check on my son and daughter-in-law.
Oh.
How things?
I'm okay.
Just waiting for the big day, eh? Anytime now.
Yeah.
Dad. I think I'm gonna need you to get you people to get rid of somebody for me. This boy is a pest now.
Who are we talking about?
Same Bono.
Simon's nephew?
Yeah.
He's still harassing y'all?
Every time I block him, he calls me from another number.
Son, I told you long. Let me take care of that for you. You're all too soft with these people.
I just want him gone.
Look, it's not that serious. Once the baby gets here and the DNA test proves it's not his, we won't have to deal with him anymore.
And what if the child is?
Really? Like I don't know what I did when? I know who my child's father is.
Son, be prepared for anything. Just like she had an affair on you, she could be lying about this too.
Wow.
Dad, please don't disrespect my wife.
You call speaking the truth disrespect? Had it not been for her, that guy wouldn't be harassing you all. Shelly would never.
Look, I need to lie down, Ryan. Stress is the last thing I need right now.
Okay, baby.
You shouldn't trust her.
Dad, please don't have anything to say about Divine again. That's my wife and I love her.
And what if the baby is not yours?
I'm prepared to deal with anything.
Good luck with that. But a man like me would never end up in a situation like this. Shelly would never think to step out on me because she knows there would be dire consequences.
Hey.
Hey, Lonzo.
You alright?
Yeah, man. What?
Nothing. I see the GP and people in the street just now.
Okay. What do I do with me?
No, I just... You know, we talk about the power utility upgrade and so before, so...
Yeah.
Look, to be honest, I just wanted to gaff with you. But I know what mood I would catch you in.
And the only thing you could have told me about was GPL?
Well... Well, you know, is a lot still happening with the upgrade?
Yeah, the hell over, man. Bore BC scores over the river Georgetown.
Yeah.
I wonder if the near done.
They haven't finished. From what we gather, they're doing this upgrade in 3 phases. And it's like, it is something priority areas.
Really? I wonder how much they finish.
Well, when I checked, it said they finished a good set, which was over 60 communities, I call.
That's a lot, though. I would imagine that COVID slowed things up a little ton, huh?
Then people had to adjust like everybody, following the COVID guidelines and still do their work.
Well, I hope the residents realize the value of this upgrade and they continue to cooperate with
you
the
You could
people.
Give GPL feedback on the upgrade, you know. Look, they got a number here. You could call, WhatsApp, or email them. And you know they're on Facebook too. Must look for GPL, P-U-U-P.
674-P-U-U-P, which is 674-7887 or... 227-0331 PUUPinfo@gplinc.com. Nice. I should store this information in my phone.
Yeah, it's good for have.
Pass my phone there.
Look.
Thanks. Alright. Let me put it in my phone.
Who calling me?
Benicio.
Like you vex. Hi babes. Hey, cool. Hey, well, let me call you back in a little bit. Alright, babes. Talk to you soon. Ciao. Shelly, what's the problem? Me not suppose I got a woman?
You chase bags, boy. The Venezuela girl cast a set of problems in me friend and your husband marriage. She is the reason me friend move out right now.
How Benicio cast the problem if the man didn't invite she?
Look, wherever.
You could be honest, you know.
About?
How much you want me?
But I tell you already, Ignatius would kill we.
He not got to know.
Alonzo, stop.
I'm moving out soon. You could come visit me. Uncle Inga be there for look over we shoulder.
Are you getting money for pay this rent?
Don't worry about that.
Alonzo?
If you not tell Ignatius nothing, me not gonna tell
you. You need to stop this.
I know you feel the same thing me
we
feel.
We can't.
You too young and beautiful for just wasting your life with this big man like me, uncle. When last you feel some muscles like this, eh? When last he kiss you...
Alonzo, stop it. Stop it. Bottom line is, we can't do this. Just leave me alone. Don't follow me.
Running, eh? Don't worry. We got some plans for you, Shelly.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.